Farrokh refuse workers strike escalates Dave Murray's ex-socialist party from 6 a.m. on Monday the 10th of May. Unite members working for the refuse service in the borough of Farrokh escalated their strike, moving from a position where they withdrew their labor at 9 a.m. to full-time strike action for the next 3 weeks. The employer has had to inform residents that there will be no refuse collections for the duration of the strike. The council has rewarded these workers' loyalty and dedication to the community during the pandemic with a proposed pay cut, moving to abolish anti-social hours payments, potentially leaving workers thousands of pounds out of pocket annually. These proposals are also being applied to street cleansing, social services and care workers in the borough, with similar disastrous results, if they are allowed to stick. Morale on the picket line is extremely high. Strikers realize that they are holding the line for refuse workers around the country, and also for workers in care and other services in their own authority. Tory gains in the recent local elections mean that it's a straight fight between a well-organized workforce and a hostile, but not particularly astute right-wing council. During recent talks, the Tories had the bright idea of antagonizing the refuse workers further by announcing new attacks on overtime and vehicle maintenance agreements that were made when the council took the refuse service back in-house. By introducing new issues, they hoped to make it difficult to extend the action without a new ballot. Speaking to workers on the picket line, it seems to me that this is a miscalculation, as the feeling is strong for striking as long as it takes. A new ballot would return a big majority for further action. After only 2 days, mountains of rubbish are piling up at the drop-off points the council has arranged in place of the house-to-house collections. Unite's compliance team has been leafleting around the estates and is getting widespread support from the public. A hardship fund has been set up for workers whose normal pay is not fully covered by strike payrolls. Already sizable donations from trade union and labor movement bodies are coming in. Hardship fund donations to Unite won over 1,152 sort code 608301 account 20,216,557.